If you've been thinking of buying a home for the first time, the state of Alabama has just sweetened the deal.
You are getting into a home with very little money out of pocket. This program offers a no money down type of financing, which you don't see in the market anymore.
Welcome to another episode of Call on Colleen, the real estate netcast for people interested in buying or selling homes in Birmingham and Shelby County, Alabama. I'm David Black, part of the Colleen Black Keller Williams Realty team. Our program is designed to bring you helpful news and information involving Birmingham area and Shelby County real estate. Lots of folks already know that owning a home is typically a lot better of a financial deal than renting. If you're starting to think of buying for the first time, getting a loan to do that has just become easier. Let's check in with Casey Hararian. He's a loan officer with First Federal Mortgage in Birmingham. Casey has worked extensively helping buyers obtain financing through a state of Alabama loan program designed for first-time buyers. It's a bond program that went away but now is back. And Casey tells me it's helping put people in homes. What does it mean to have this bond money restored by the state?
Well, it means that there's additional new money available for people that are first time buying a home. The bond authority had this program for years, and every once in a while they run out of money, and there may be a gap of a couple of weeks before they issue additional bonds. But this time, because of the volatility in the market, they kind of held back when they ran out of money in late spring. They just didn't do anything.
So for somebody who wants to buy a home for the first time, this is potentially a very good pathway, I assume, for them to obtain loan assistance?
Yes, because this program offers a no money down type of financing, which you don't see in the market anymore. And it offers below market interest rates, and combined with the recent legislation that passed with the $7,500 credit that first-time homebuyers are going to get, that's just a win-win situation.
So the government's really, local and federal, are really trying to help people get into homes, it sounds like.
Well, the government is not trying to get people into homes. They're trying to help themselves or help the economy and boost the economy because it's been stagnated for a long time.
But getting into homes is going to help do that.
Yes, exactly. Their goal is to put the economy back on track. But, you know, in the process, yes, they're helping first-time homebuyers get into homes and take care of those homes that have been sitting on the market, the inventory that's been out there, trying to reduce the inventory. Yes.
I know that there are people listening who rent apartments, homes, who've really been sort of unsure, maybe shaky about trying to look into buying a home because of financing, among other considerations. What sort of requirements are there for someone who wants to get into this and pursue this program?
But there are really not that many requirements. As long as you have a steady job and I would say a decent credit history, it doesn't have to be perfect. To just be able to qualify for a loan with no money down or very little money down.
So you can have some blemishes, as we say, in your credit, and you might still be able to qualify for one of these loans?
Yes, and it's all relative. A blemish might mean something different to me than it might to you.
Right.
But a few late payments here and there is really not going to kill you. But if things get place for collection, or if you have filed bankruptcy, or there is a recent foreclosure on your history, those are going to be detriment to your application trying to get a loan.
It sounds to me as if you're a first-time buyer, if you've never owned a home before and you've really been wanting to pursue this, what's the harm in trying to find out?
There's really no harm, and there's really no cost, and there's really no obligation. You can
So you'll lose nothing if you don't find out that you get qualified. So
Exactly.
If people want to pursue this program, what's the best thing for them to do? Just get in touch with you?
Yeah, there are a handful of participating lenders in the Birmingham area that have kind of teamed up with the Housing Authority and offer this program to the public.
You've worked with this program a lot in the past, right?
Yes. For the last 3 years, I have used this program regularly, except for the time that they ran out of money for the last, I would say, 4 or 5 months that I haven't been able to utilize it. But when it's available, I have used it religiously. I work with a lot of first-time home buyers. This program requires a lot of education and a lot of hand-holding, and I don't mind doing that, but it's beneficial to the purchaser, yes.
It sounds as if you've helped a lot of people get into homes with this.
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
Pretty good deal?
It's a good deal, but, you know, as everyone knows, there is no free lunch. There are some requirements with this program. There are some restrictions. There's even a potential for a recapture tax that, you know, I don't want to get into it too much, but there is a potential for some of the gain to be paid back if one uses this program and sells the house down the road. A few things have to happen for this to be triggered, but there is a chance that they may have to pay some of the gain back. But I would think it's worth it because you are getting a below-market interest rate, and you are getting into a home with very little money out of pocket. So, you know, it's not a really a bad deal.
When these programs come along, KC, when the state releases these funds, how long do they typically stay around?
Well, that's kind of hard to tell because every time they release additional funds, it's in different amounts. This past month, when they released the new funds, they released a little over $50 million, and it's on a first-come, first-served basis. So it is a limited-time offer, and it is on a first-time, first-served basis, but I would think, just from my own experience, $50 million should last at least 6 months.
You said that you can get sometimes some below market rates. What is the market doing rate wise right now for people thinking about buying?
Well, it's funny. When they released these funds, it was late August. The current 30-year fixed rate was about 6.25%, and the interest rate that's attached to these new funds is 5.875%. So you see how it's below market. But in the last few days, we've seen a drastic change in the market, where currently we have had an improvement in interest rate in the market. So they're still competitive, but the good news is that the interest rate with this program does not change daily as typical market interest rate changes. The interest rate with the bond money that was just released is a fixed rate. It does not fluctuate because it's bond that's been issued and it's been sold in the market, and it has a fixed rate of return, and that's what, you know, the 5.875 that's currently offered, it is what it is. It does not fluctuate until all of the $50 million is used up.
So there won't be any bad surprises down the road with a home loan that's going to suddenly shoot up through the roof on you or something.
Correct. This is a 30-year fixed mortgage, and there are no surprises or there are no balloon payments that are due down the road. No.
How do people reach you, Casey?
They can reach me in a couple of ways. We have an office here in Birmingham. My number is 205-969-3334. I have a cell phone that I always carry with me late night, weekends, and I'm always available. They can reach me on that at 205-999-1386. And finally, they can just directly go to our website, and that's www.firstfedmortgage.com. That's 1STFED, the word mortgage.com, and they can click on Birmingham, and then they'll be able to click on my picture, and they can fill out an application online, and that will get directly sent to my email.
So if somebody's out looking at houses somewhere in Shelby County on a Saturday afternoon about 3 o'clock and they want to really pursue maybe trying to look into financing, they might be able to reach you and find out right then.
Yes, by all means. I do take my laptop home every weekend, where I could actually pre-qualify someone and issue a pre-qualification letter to the customer and or to the agent where they could present it with the offer, yes.
Doesn't sound any easier than that.
Not really. It's become an easy industry because everything is automated. You do everything online. You have the fax and the email. So things have really changed in the last 5-10 years with regards to this industry.
That's KC Hararian of First Federal Mortgage, Birmingham. You can find his contact information under Lenders on our website. A reminder that you can find just about everything you'd want to know about Shelby County, Alabama real estate at one website. It's pretty easy to remember, calloncolleen.com. If you'd like to email us, our address is info@calloncolleen.com. Colleen is spelled with two L's and two E's. If you'd like to just pick up the phone and call us, that works too. Our area code is 205-356-5412. We thank you for listening and hope you'll join us for our next episode of Call on Colleen. I'm David Black. See you next time.